Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial right on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And of course, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. Last week, we, at this time, were covering the Ross Ulbricht case. It had kicked off on Tuesday of last week and continued on Wednesday and Thursday, taking a break on Friday and Monday. So it's been an extended weekend for the trial going on in Manhattan.
This is the man who is accused of being the mastermind behind the online drug marketplace, the Silk Road.
That's correct. And in the very first day of the testimony, which was opening statements, the defense did admit that Ross Ulbricht was, in point of fact, the programmer behind the Silk Road. So that was a huge bombshell. And this, what they were saying, though, was that he abandoned the site after a number of months, relatively soon. He just, you know, it was too much pressure. And I imagine it was quite a bit of pressure. I mean, you've got people constantly trying to hack your site. To try to get the bitcoins in there, to try to, you know, just attack the site for the heck of it, for the ability to be able to say that they hacked the Silk Road. So he had that, you know, front to deal with. He had the other front to deal with, the possible law enforcement invasion. And then on top of that, all the customer complaints and issues that would happen between vendors and buyers on this underground drug darknet marketplace. So imagine there was quite a bit to be juggling there. And he claims he got fed up with it and he handed it off to some other folks. And then somehow, and we haven't gotten to this part of the trial yet, because they're still just on the first prosecution witness, somehow they claim they brought Ross Ulbricht back in toward the very end in order to set him up as a fall guy for the inevitable bust. So that's the story, as was given in the opening statements. Later on in the week, on Thursday, we discovered that the defense is making the case now, or they've tried to make the case, that Mark Karpeles, who is the founder of MT Gox, which is one of the more infamous Bitcoin websites that sort of infamously was very, very big in the beginning.
Scammed and then a bunch of people out of their Bitcoin.
Yeah, then allegedly scammed people and shut down. So they're saying that this guy, Mark Karpeles, was in point of fact Red Pirate Roberts. And now, it was this weekend we were talking a little bit about the case. And what I pointed out was that I had heard that on Thursday the testimony ended, it was cross-examination time, that the testimony ended when the prosecution objected to what was going on, this line of testimony about Mark Karpeles, and that the judge initially had sided with the defense in that case, that the prosecution objected, saying that their own witness testifying about what he believed to be true prior to him believing it was Ross Ulbricht who was the Dread Pirate Roberts, that his own belief that Mark Karpeles was Dread Pirate Roberts was inadmissible as hearsay. And are you following me?
It's crazy because essentially the government believes they have probable cause to go after a man, that's Mark Karpeles, you've got the agent who believed this right there on the stand. You can't ask him questions about it. This is a trial about who is the guy who's in charge, the people in charge of the Silk Road, and you can't ask them questions about somebody they thought might have been the guy in charge.
If you knew what the evidence was, and that's really what you would be looking for, is to get in discovery what the evidence was that this guy was Dread Pirate Roberts, and then try to get that evidence out of them again on the stand.
Sure.
Would be what I would expect.
Right. They had emails. I mean, they had emails from this agent. The agent did admit on the stand in front of the jury that he was investigating Mark Karpeles as Dread Pirate Roberts. And then as Wired.com is reporting here, Andy Greenberg writing for them, and he's been sort of following this whole situation for quite a long time with the Silk Road, even before the bust. He writes, and this was published today, last week produced a stunner in the Silk Road trial, the revelation that the Department of Homeland Security suspected MTGOX CEO Mark Karpeles of running the massive anonymous narcotics market just months before the agency settled instead on the trial's defendant, Ross Ulbricht. But just as quickly, the defense uncovered that alternate theory of the Silk Road's ownership. The prosecution and judge in the case have now shoved key elements of the story back into the closet.
Hmm.
In response to a motion from prosecutors received Monday afternoon, Judge Catherine Forrest ruled Tuesday morning, that's today, that key portions of the defense's cross-examination of DHS Special Agent Jared Duryegahan last week would be retroactively declared inadmissible in court.
I love this stuff because I think it's interesting when the jury goes, because the jury heard this stuff, right?
They did, which is what makes this tricky, right? Because it's the cat's out of the bag to some extent.
And as reported by John Bush from the Liberty Beat, he was there in the courtroom and he said that he could visually see some jurors reacting to this new information.
Yeah.
Perhaps, remember,
the mood shifted in the room.
In a trial, you don't have to prove Karpeles is guilty. In this trial, they don't have to prove he's guilty. They just have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, or they just have to provide reasonable doubt that Ulbricht is might not have done it, whatever it is that they're accusing. So,
as long as one juror has reasonable doubt, that'll hang the entire jury, and they might prosecute him again, but.
But
still.
Now they're saying to the jury, hey, that stuff you heard, that information that your mind has acquired, you must now get rid of it.
Yeah,
obviously, these are human beings, and that doesn't work that way. But how does... I've always thought this was weird. Really? It's been said in court. Mm-hmm. And what's the big deal? Really? The state? This organization that has all the money in the world to do this prosecution? It's done on their timeline. They got the list of witnesses far in advance and the defense didn't. This organization is somehow not getting a fair trial. The state isn't getting something fair? It's ridiculous.
The saying among lawyers is you can't unring a bell.
Yep. So Duryegahan had testified that he strongly believes, starting in 2012, that the mysterious administrator of the Silk Road, known as Dread Pirate Roberts, was Karpeles, the CEO of Mt. Gox, which at the time was the world's largest Bitcoin exchange. But the judge declared that testimony had been based on Duryegahan's beliefs rather than competent evidence, and thus should be struck from the record as hearsay or unsubstantiated rumor. Now, I don't think Greenberg's going to point this out, but Julia Taransky, who apparently was in the courtroom, or at least she was tweeting about what happened in the courtroom today, apparently it's totally okay by this judge's standards to allow in testimony about Ross Ulbricht allegedly hiring hitmen, even though he hasn't actually been criminally charged, as I understand it, with that act. So even though that's a belief without real evidence, because the only evidence they could have that Ross hired a hitman is that Dread Pirate Roberts had messages on the server showing that Dread Pirate Roberts was trying to hire a hitman. But that doesn't prove that Ross Ulbricht was the person behind writing those messages.
It's this judge has shown at every turn at this point. I think there's been one, what appears to be one ruling that's been in favor of the defense, and there's been some shocking rulings in favor of the prosecution. Things that I'm like, well, nobody would do that.
Like not allowing them to have a witness list until the weekend before the trial.
Right.
Like that one. Can you imagine that?
That's a pretty big deal. And
Before the trial?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just a couple of days.
The claim was that Ross Ulbricht is such a devious killer, mastermind, drug mastermind, that he was going to have the witnesses offed so that they supposedly, to protect the witnesses, prevented the defense from even knowing who they were until the weekend before trial. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's a crazy bastardization of what this Western justice system is supposed to be. Anyway, continuing on here with Greenberg's report from Wired.com, the judge, Ms. Forrest, said that after the prosecution and defense hashed out exactly which parts of that testimony were based on Yegahan's beliefs rather than harder evidence, she would have them removed from the court's transcript and would instruct the jury to disregard those elements of Thursday's questioning, saying, quote, "My intent is to give the jury general instructions that Yegahan's suspicions and conclusions are to be struck from the record." We'll continue with more of what happened today in the Silk Road Ross Ulbricht trial as it continues here. More on Free Talk Live coming up. Stick around.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue with more on the Ross Ulbricht trial today, which continued in Manhattan. He's facing most of the rest of his life in prison for allegedly operating one of the most infamous websites known to man, the Silk Road. And I want to continue with that discussion here in a moment. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our weekly digest news updates, as well as other periodic updates sent out whenever I feel like it. You can go and get signed up for those over at go to freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side of the page. You'll see the email sign-up. I guess, what do you call it, a form there?
The space.
The spot where you enter your email address and click submit. Go over to freetalklive.com. It's on the left-hand side, and you can get hooked up with our weekly emails there. Plus, if you want to follow us on Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. And we will also invite you to join us and buy some gold and silver.
Yeah, you can get some gold and silver by going to gold.freetalklive.com. I've been looking at silver prices, and it's just amazing how low they are right now. I expect them to go up, and I have acquired some. And, well, if you want to do that too, you go to gold.freetalklive.com. Midas Resources, that's who we teamed up here. They help syndicate us, and I've been doing business with them for many years, and they make it easy. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so more to come here on the Ross Ulbricht trial, what's happening in Manhattan. But first, we've got Alma on the line in Tallahassee. Alma, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, sweetie. Hello, Ian. Hey,
you're on the air.
And the guy that Ian, and cheers to him, too. I'm doing the same thing. Cheers to him. I don't know his name.
But Rich Paul.
Him. Love it, too, darling.
Yep, go ahead with your thoughts tonight, Alma.
All right. What do you think about demons, my darling?
It's a made-up concept by man to...
He has two in him, and I know it.
To what?
I know my husband has two in him.
Demons.
He will wake up on the couch. He has talked fluent French to me. He has talked fluent Spanish to me. And
how do you know he's fluent? Are you also fluent in French and Spanish?
Oh, no. I've heard it before. My son studies Greek and stuff on the...
Even if he's talking something like French, that would be interesting,
you know what
right?
He said to me, I have a breathing problem. I almost died one night. I've died before. And I can tell you that another story. I died, and I know what heaven looks like. I went there. But I almost died this night a few weeks ago, and I told my son, I pointed at him, and I said, wake him up, because I have a breathing problem. I can't breathe, and I go out. And he stood up, and he laughed and said, coup de grace. And me and my son discussed it after that. And he laid down and went to sleep, and he got up, and he went in horror, like, what's going on? But he laughed at me that I was dying, and my son says, what was it you said, buddy? I said, it sounds like it's French to me, son. And I know you. And my son said, it's French, and I said, it sounds like die, exactly what it was, French and die. And now he's talking Spanish.
Wait, so he's talking Spanish right now?
Oh, when he goes to sleep on the couch.
Ah, okay. So there's a regular thing that happens. Now, did he actually get, you know, educated in school, perhaps, on French and Spanish?
No, he can barely talk English. Don't tell me.
But when he sleeps, he's a cunning linguist.
Right here now, dude.
That's an interesting story, Alma. I don't know if it means that demons exist.
I love it.
Demons do exist. And I know I've seen one on his back before because, I have died once before.
Was it the French-speaking one or the Spanish-speaking one?
Oh, the Spanish, I don't know what he said. My son only heard one word because we were watching a show. Esta is all he heard.
Okay.
He spoke two times, and I'm saying, listen, he's lunatic over here. Let me tell you what, and I hate to say
here's
this,
what you should do is you got to grab a video camera when this happens next
what
time.
I said. You know what? My son woke me up years ago, and I was asleep from work. I was give out, and he goes, Mama, get up. He was just a child. He said, Daddy's eating bullets.
That's no good. People do some very strange things when they're asleep. It doesn't mean that they are demons.
Demons.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Bye, darling.
Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. It's not uncommon for people to babble in their sleep, to say nonsensical things. I've had more than
Apparently, it's not uncommon for people to babble when they're awake, either.
That's what we're here for. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. I've had multiple girlfriends who've talked gobbledygook nonsense when they're dead asleep. It's funny, it's amusing, but I've never really believed that it is any sort of evidence of spiritual demons or something.
Next time
like
she sees the demons, you look for a beret or a sombrero, and then you'll find out whether it's the French-speaking or the Spanish-speaking demon.
So, Mark, Rich Paul, what are your thoughts on the idea of demons?
Never seen one, never seen evidence of one. If I don't know, if somebody shows me some evidence, then I might believe it, or I might decide that there's something wrong with my sensory equipment. I don't
Certainly
know.
Possible. Mark.
Yeah, I'm willing to go so far as there's a God. I'm not willing to go any further than that. Like, there's a devil, there's angels, there's demons, these kind of things.
It seems like just an excuse or a story or an explanation for bad behavior on the part of human beings.
But it's a very old story, and I think that this is what gives it some credence, right? Like, the stories of demons are far older than the stories of Christ.
People, for a long time, have been acting like it wasn't them who's responsible for their actions. It wasn't me, it was the demons. I didn't kill that girl.
Speaking of, her husband...
And most of the things that they identified as demons have scientific explanations now.
Later on,
When people would go...
Like sickness.
Would freak out, they would try to beat the devil out of them because they believed they were inhabited by... demons.
Sure, and sickness was...
But beating the devil out of them didn't work any better than the drug war.
Right, and of course, classic example is that people getting sick was blamed on demons, but then turns out it was just bad sanitation, right? Like, you started having, sewage pipes and things to keep the sewage from the streets, and all of a sudden the demons went away. All of a sudden everybody's, healthier.
Well, sometimes when I wake up...
The pedant might say they used to believe that... disease was caused by little beings called demons when...
It's now little beings called
then,
bacteria.
And now they believe it's little beings called bacteria. So, maybe only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. But
this happens when you wake up. Sometimes you do strange things. Like, sometimes I wake up and just spit. And
what?
I just spit. I just wake up. Sometimes I'll sit straight up.
Like a cock-a-luke? Or dribble out of your mouth?
No, just a...
Huh.
Like, just the, sort of that air spit thing.
Oh.
Not the, I don't clear my throat and spit.
Yeah.
Just the, sort of that air spit thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And if there's spit in my mouth, I'll spit across the room.
Mm.
I just got to get a tissue.
What about the one where people feel like they're being held down when they wake up?
They are being held down. Because they have the, when you're in REM state and you're dreaming about moving and that sort of thing, your body goes into a paralysis state so you don't harm yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, that's a reality. You are being held down by yourself.
Right, but people haven't come to enough consciousness yet to where they've regained control of their motor functions, and so it feels like they have no control.
Sometimes you tear yourself out of that and yell, bah!
I've never had that experience, but some people apparently have, and it's pretty scary for them. 855-450-FREE. More come up.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to dial in toll-free and bring up anything on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to continue with the latest from the trial of Ross Ulbricht. He's the man accused of running the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace that was taken down by the FBI back in late 2013. He's on trial. He's facing the rest of his life in prison. It's expected to be a 4 to 6 week long trial. And Rich Paul's joining us in studio tonight. He's got a little bit of experience being in drug-related criminal court. So we're going to get into a little bit more about that here in a moment. But one thing's for sure, whatever you're doing online, your privacy matters. And if you want to protect your privacy, you do have to take steps in order to do that. You can't just rely on your internet service provider to protect you. Odds are good they're the ones invading your privacy. Your ISP's probably logging the websites you visit, probably logging all the search terms you enter, and maybe keeping those logs for, in some cases, as long as 5 years. You can put a stop to that by just going and downloading ProXPN. You go get it for free at proxpn.com/FTL. You download their software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Plus, Linux users, you can also get set up with ProXPN. Once you get rolling with ProXPN, then your internet connection is encrypted, meaning that whoever it is that was snooping on you before, they're not going to be able to know what you're up to now. So it's very useful. And with their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. All of it for about $5 a month using our discount code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And the number 50 gets you 50% off the price of their annual account. And by the way, that price is locked in for the lifetime of your account. So even when you're renewing for another year, you're still going to get that deep discount by using code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. proxpn.com/FTL. So let's continue here with more on the Silk Road trial that picked up today, again, in a Manhattan federal district courtroom. The jury, according to Andy Greenberg, who's the author over at Wired that's been really covering this case in great detail. I think we've read a Andy Greenberg post every single night that the trial has gone on. He's done a great job covering this. And as he's pointed out here, the one of the first things that happened today is that the judge basically instructed the jury to ignore certain testimony that was given on Thursday. So the testimony given on Thursday was in regards to MT Gox founder Mark Karpeles and his alleged operation of the Silk Road, which was kind of the big bombshell news from Thursday. And so now the judge is saying that anything that has that is like a belief of the agent in question here, the federal agent Der Yegahan. Anything that is one of his beliefs should be struck from the record as hearsay, unless it's what she called competent evidence. They should be striking that those items from their minds that they already experienced on Thursday. So going on here, Ulbricht's defense, of course, strongly protested that decision. Joshua Dreitel.
I don't just object. I strongly object.
Joshua.
Well, I've strongly overruled you, son. Sit down.
Joshua Dreitel is the lead defense attorney. He said, quote, "To completely eviscerate the defense after the fact is unfair," pronouncing the last word in two separate syllables. He continued to debate the point.
I'm pretty sure that unfair is two separate syllables.
Yeah, you kind of have to do it with two syllables.
Well, I
now,
guess
if you're from the South, it's three. Unfair.
Greenberg, I think, is pointing out he put a lot of stress on that particular word.
Just giving.
He continued to debate the point for much
of
the morning.
I put more stress on it by talking about it.
In open court and private discussions with the judge and prosecution. "I'm done with this issue, Forrest," the judge eventually told Dreitel. "I'm not suggesting you should like it or agree with it, but that's the way we're going to proceed." Just 5 days earlier, Dreitel's dramatic...
"My handlers in the United States federal government, whom I wish to keep on the good side so that I can continue to move up and in my federal judgeship, wouldn't like it if I didn't do something here."
Just 5 days earlier, Dreitel's dramatic cross-examination of Der Yegahan elicited a long list of evidence that the Homeland Security investigator once suspected Karpeles had been the Silk Road's shadowy administrator. The evidence included an affidavit he had written to a judge asking for a warrant to search Karpeles' email accounts, a private email in which he asked fellow DHS colleagues not to tip off Karpeles to his investigation, and another internal email in 2013 citing an interview I conducted with the Dread Pirate Roberts. Der Yegahan wrote that the writing of Silk Road administrators, or the Silk Road's administrator in that interview, sounds quite a lot like Karpeles. But all of those points, the prosecution argued in its follow-up letter to the judge, violated the court's rules of evidence. Quote, "The line of questioning is improper insofar as it is focused on Special Agent Der Yegahan's state of mind during his investigation," wrote prosecutors. "Indeed, an agent's beliefs often rest on hearsay, hunches, or other information that is not in itself admissible."
Yes, but we're taught all the time on TV cop shows that that these things matter. And believe me, in court, the stake is it's hunches in all the time.
"The defense cannot circumvent the evidentiary rules prohibiting the admission of such information by having the agent testify about what he believed at various points during the investigation or why he believed it." Judge Forrest ultimately agreed. She told the defense that it could bring up any of the evidence that might have raised Der Yegahan's suspicion of Karpeles, such as his ties to the website SilkRoadMarket.org, a page that provided instructions on accessing the Silk Road drug market. But she ruled out any statements about the suspicions or conclusions that Der Yegahan had reached based on that evidence. in its filing Monday, the prosecution attacked that Silk Road Market .org connection too. Prosecutors wrote that the Department of Homeland Security investigation had subsequently revealed that Karpeles had not, in point of fact, registered SilkRoadMarket.org, but that it had instead been registered by Ulbricht, using Karpeles' web hosting company, KayleeHost. Quote, the fact that the defendant used Mr. Karpeles' web hosting service to host the SilkRoadMarket.org website turned out to be the only connection that Der Yegahan ever found between the website and Mr. Karpeles.
It seems like the big mistake on the judge's part would be, and it's not really on the judge's part, it's on the prosecutor's part. I mean, when questions were being given to that person to say, you know, did you believe at this time that that so and so was Dread Pirate Pirate Roberts, then it would have been perfectly acceptable for the prosecution to say, objection, that calls for a conclusion.
Right, they should have done it at
reasonable,
the time.
Exactly, it should have been done at the time. And it seems like I don't see how they can surgically excise now the parts that should have been or would have presumably succumbed to an objection had the objection been forthcoming.
Yeah, and made properly in its proper time. And that's one of the reasons why Dreitel is so upset here. This is 5 days later. I mean, we haven't been in court for, you know, a long while here, and now you want the jury to pluck that from their minds? This is ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculous because obviously the jury can't pluck it from their minds, but it should be interesting. To me, what's most interesting about this is just how much of this can we expect from the judge? How much of it is the jury going to see? Because I believe I'm biased when it comes to this case. So, but what I see here is I see a judge that is clearly biased.
She's pulling out all the stops.
Yeah. And but what's it look like to the jury? What's it look like to just sort of your average outsider, too, somebody who doesn't have a horse in this race? Because to me, this looks like this guy isn't getting a fair trial. I mean, I am outraged. I'm ashamed of people that, you know, to be an American, right? Like, one of the things that you believe in the United States of America is that, you know, we got a lot of messed up crap in this country, but at least we have one of the best judicial systems in the world. This just looks like a miscarriage of justice to me.
So go ahead.
There are some things in this case that strike me as pretty egregious. Apparently there was a Fourth Amendment objection raised to the FBI breaking into a server, and it was overcome because the judge said, well, you can't prove that the server is actually yours, and therefore you get no Fourth Amendment protection in it. Well, if you can't prove it's mine, then let's dismiss the case and I'll go home.
Oh, they tried to motion to dismiss more than once, and she refused all of those. In fact, the defense's motions have never been very successful. More coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dovey Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles from an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610. 800-475-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Silk Road, the Ross Ulbricht trial, which continued in Manhattan today. We shared the news that a lot of the claims that were made about Mark Karpeles, the administrator of this MT-GOX, who'd been accused of running the Silk Road in defense cross-examination on Thursday, a lot of that testimony has been booted out after the fact. Now, you know, 5 days later, the judge has instructed the jury to ignore any of that testimony that had to do with the agent's beliefs at the time about who was running the Silk Road. We'll continue the discussion here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ian, Rich, and Mark in the studio here tonight. You can join us via Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And we're going to continue with more Ross Ulbricht-related coverage. Plus, coming up, Mark, you've got a story about police violence, the violence of the police against people like you and I. We'll get into that here in a moment. It's kind of some shocking numbers, I guess, that that you have. But there was an RT story that just came across. I'm following the Twitter feed for Pound Silk Road Trial and just kind of see what people are saying about the trial, what news is coming out. RT, Russia Today, just posted a video, kind of a summary, maybe a three-minute-long summary of this. It's not worth playing on the air because it just kind of goes over some of the territory we've already been down. But one of the things that was new in that particular summary that I had not yet seen is they're saying, and maybe this happened in testimony this afternoon, I haven't seen anything about really kind of the later afternoon what happened. But they're saying that the defense is trying to poke holes in some of the screenshots that have been introduced as evidence by the prosecution. which, of course, you know, that makes sense if you can somehow poke holes in that, because, you know, it's not hard to make screenshots up out of thin air to have a graphics professional get into their Photoshop program and modify the hell out of whatever it is that you want. I mean, you can make things look very, very convincing with Photoshop these days.
You can, sure, create a couple sock puppet accounts on Facebook and set up a dialogue between two accounts you control very easy with whatever names you choose.
Yeah, and who can prove anything about that?
Yeah.
So
also, I mean, you know, you can put literally anything you want. You can just build it graphically from scratch if that's what you wanted to do.
Right. And so I think that's pretty concerning, considering that this case is likely going to rely on a lot of screenshots. It's going to rely on a lot of text logs. It's going to rely on stuff that's relatively simple for even you know, lower technically inclined people that, you know, like Mark, even he could probably get in there, give him Windows Paint or something like that. He'd try his best. But, I mean, even somebody with a modicum of skill can mess with graphics
online. But let me ask you this, though. I mean, now you're saying what it sounds to me like what they're saying is that I, as a juror, have to believe that my government is somehow fabricating evidence. And
it'll be hard for juries to take that, yeah.
There's certainly lots of evidence, but this is a highly watched case, and there's a lot of tech people that are kind of keeping an eye on it and that kind of thing. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to know more about the screenshots, but that's a tough row to hoe. Now, if you're saying that,
right? I know very, very little about this. It's just sort of mentioned as part of RT's report. So that's so far the only confirmation I've seen that the defense is doing this. And I don't understand why they would be doing that during cross-examination. That doesn't seem likely that they would take that approach. But then again, that's just my speculation. What the hell do I know about that? So we can continue here. You can share your thoughts on the Silk Road, 855-450-FREE, or more specifically, the trial of Russ Ulbricht, who has admitted to being the creator of the Silk Road. So I think that's going to be a tough thing for him to avoid being found guilty of all of the charges as a result of that.
But he's already been in jail for, like, how long?
For over a year.
Over a year, going on 2 years. And so, I mean, he's got a certain amount of time served. But
it's like 15 months.
Yeah, I was kind of the opinion that early on when we went into this that, you know, he's just screwed. But after some of this information's come out, I'm kind of, you know, I might have a reasonable doubt that he was entirely responsible for everything that was done by the account known as Dread Pirate Roberts. And this is an important thing to know, is that it just because there's an account out there doesn't mean that one person runs it. I mean, think about it for a second. How many husbands and wives do you know that share an email account, especially older ones?
Yeah, and I think they made that point.
The other thing is, I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries.
Technical.
So we can get back to that here in a moment, but over at thelibertybeat.com, they have been following this case in great detail. And there was a post, which obviously goes over some of what Greenberg's post covers, written by Jonathan Walter. And this is just from the earlier portion of the testimony today. They haven't released their afternoon report, which is going to summarize some more of what happened. But I want to pick up after the discussion about what could be entered, what would, you know, be considered, I guess, questions that they'd asked the agent on Thursday that could stay on the record. So the judge gave a few examples of questions that would be prohibited, like, did you suspect Karpeles with Dread Pirate Roberts? Did you think Ross was Dread Pirate Roberts? She also gave examples of acceptable questions to the attorneys, like, do you have evidence of who ran the Silk Road servers, and is there evidence of Silk Road profits going to other accounts? It was determined that anything previously entered into the record that was speculative or merely an opinion would be stricken. It was at this point that the jury entered the room for the first time at around 12 p.m. The judge stated to the jury that just because things are stricken from the record, that it doesn't mean anything to them. Dreitel began by questioning Agent Duryegahan.
It doesn't mean anything to them? Like they can use that in their decision-making process?
I think it was an awkward way of phrasing that they're supposed to strike the evidence from the record, meaning that it can't mean anything to them.
Oh,
what they heard on Thursday cannot mean anything to them from here on out. Dreitel began by questioning Agent Duryegahan about the, so they're still in cross-examination here, about the usernames Peace Love Harmony and Mr. Wonderful. Duryegahan responded that he did not know who Peace Love Harmony was and that Mr. Wonderful was an agent. Dreitel went on to ask about conversations between Dread Pirate Roberts and username Scout about investigating Mr. Wonderful as a possible agent, and also asked if Dread Pirate Roberts took over the Scout account for the purposes of the investigation. The state objected about the latter question, and the defense restated by showing Silk Road forum posts about the matter. Duryegahan responded that he did not know why Dread Pirate Roberts took over the account and that he never had access to Scout, a username which would later be changed to Cirrus and then taken over by Agent Duryegahan. So again, this agent spent like over 1,000 hours on this website, apparently, acting as one of the administrators of the Silk Road. So he, in his role performing as Cirrus, so Cirrus was someone who wasn't an agent. He got busted. Basically handed over the account information to the feds. This agent then took over the account and began to act as though he was Cirrus, the administrator of the site.
Mm.
And so it was using that Cirrus account that they got more evidence, obviously, you know, to point to the allegations they're making. And by the way, the Cirrus account, one of the undercovers on the site, this undercover agent did admit to buying and selling drugs. So just to be clear, the federal government bought and sold drugs in order so that they could then take down the website on which they bought and sold drugs.
Yeah, they do that all the time. I mean, that's just their thing. Well, it's okay for them to buy and sell drugs.
Right. Buying and selling drugs for you and I is something that's going to land us in prison for an indeterminate period of time. But for the federal government, it's just part of an investigation.
Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah, it all seems very fuzzy, especially with accounts being operated, they're acknowledging by different people at different mm-hmm. times, with the federal snitch having access to the software innards of
the administrator
Silk Road.
Stuff, yeah.
If he had administrative access, I would be asking questions like, did he have direct access to the database? Because if he did and he had write access, he could have fabricated anything he wanted directly in the database.
He certainly could have done that from a remote location, and we also know the feds, they grabbed the server as well at some point. They took a copy of the server, and certainly they at that point could then have created any evidence that they wanted to.
Well, they're ready to lay, you better be ready to lay down and die if your case rests on trying to convince the jury that police officers
are going to fabricate evidence.
Fabricating evidence. I mean, people are convicted every day in this country based entirely on the word of police officers. I think it's ridiculous. I think you should have audio video evidence of police officers have audio video evidence of all of their criminal investigations here when it's so easy that I'm carrying around a camera in my pocket every day.
The defense then went on to question Duryegahan about his knowledge regarding the shutdown of Silk Road and the site moving to a different .onion address. .onion is the extension that you see when you're using Tor, which is this anonymous sort of dark net internet. Duryegahan answered that he was aware of that happening, although only through forum posts, and didn't know for sure whether it had happened or not. There were also questions related to Dread Pirate Roberts' PGP key not validating his messages on certain occasions. Duryegahan confirmed this, but he said he didn't look into whether or not it was resolved. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control. Plus, one researcher says he's linked 20% of Ulbricht's bitcoins to Silk Road accounts. Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.